Winamp is a media player for the Windows platform and has been available in various guises for the last few years. Winamp is written by Nullsoft, whose website can be found online at nullsoft.com, and you can get Winamp from winamp.com. Now, the version of Winamp which we all grew to know and love was the Winamp version 2.x series, the final version of which is in some dispute, as it appears to be a Winamp 2.95 version floating around there, but my understanding is that the Winamp 2.92 was the sort of the last official Winamp 2 release. Now, sometime before development of Winamp 2 was discontinued, Nullsoft began work on Winamp 3. Now, Winamp 3 was very unpopular amongst the blind community in particular, due to its notorious inaccessibility. I understand that some of you managed to get Winamp 3 to play ball, but most people, certainly in the blind community, seem to steer clear of it. Winamp 3's lack of popularity wasn't restricted to the blind community, however, and Nullsoft appeared to discontinue work on Winamp 3 early last year. Winamp 5 was the next incarnation. Let him just skip a number, and you can sort of read the reasons for that on the Winamp website. But essentially, Winamp 5 is supposed to embody the strengths of Winamp 3 and the strengths of Winamp 2. So the skinnable ability of Winamp 3 and the accessibility of Winamp 2 are brought together in Winamp 5. I think the idea is that 2 plus 3 equals 5. ACB Radio has for a number of years had some help information on our website about Winamp and how to use it. On the face of it, Winamp may seem inaccessible, but this really isn't the case, and there are a number of powerful features in Winamp which blind users can take full advantage of. Now, since that information was published, Winamp has grown and changed slightly, as I've just described. And so what I thought we'd do today is take a look at Winamp 5 and really look at ways of getting the most out of Winamp, rather than just pulling up Winamp and playing a file, and that's using Winamp in its most basic form. I thought we would look at some of the new features which have been added to Winamp over the last year, things like the media library, which debuted in, I think, 2.9, and also the new options which appear to be available. Now, Winamp 5 is available in a number of flavors. The professional version of Winamp 5 costs $15, and really, from my research, all I've been able to glean for that $15 is that you get the ability to burn CDs at your CD writer's top speed, and to rip CDs to encode into MP3. Now, I have applications which I use for doing that already, so I just have the free version of Winamp, and I've downloaded it.
Winamp 505 full.x12 or 14.
Winamp 505 full.exe. The full version, as opposed to the light version, the full, including more features, and you can read the differences on the winamp.com website. Now, Winamp 5.05 is the most recent release of Winamp at the time of recording. So let's go ahead and install that here now. Just press enter.
Read only your agenda, please. Read and agree to the license terms below before installing. Terms and conditions overview. You must agree to the terms and conditions of the Winamp Player license agreement.
So we're obviously presented with a license agreement, and of course you should go ahead and read that.
I agree, a button.
And then there's an agree button, so we're going to press space on there.
Select the type of install, 4105 combo box.
And we're offered a number of different types of installs. We can select which of the Winamp components we want to install, or we can just make a sort of a
standard 2 of 5.
Standard install.
Light 3.
Or a light.
Minimal 4.
Minimal.
Custom 5 of 5.
So there are 5 options there, obviously, as you can hear. Let's go ahead and take the full.
Light, standard 2, full 1 of 5.
Okay, and I'm going to press enter there.
Edit box destination folder C program files Winamp.
And the destination folder, fairly standard C program files Winamp. That's obviously where the program files will be installed.
Select icons to install in media associations. Start menu group depth 1 3.
I'm going to take all the defaults during the installer because you can change all of this later, and I want to show you how to do that. Generally, I prefer to install things that way simply because you never know when you're going to need a feature or when somebody else is going to need a feature. And if you haven't installed it at this stage, then you'd probably have to go back and get it. So install the whole thing and then go in and turn off what you don't want. For now, and then you can always turn those things back on if you decide you want them.
Next end button. Select your internet connection type. Always connected LAN, DSL.
Okay, we're offered 3 internet connection types, the first of which is, you just heard there.
Always connected LAN, DSL, cable.
Always connected, local area network, DSL or cable. So that's for those of you with a broadband connection.
Connected via dial-up modem 2 of 3.
Connected via a dial-up modem, fairly self-explanatory.
Not connected to the internet 3 of 3.
And if you're not connected to the internet. So let's go back up.
Always connected.
And we have a local area network here. So I'm going to press enter to continue.
Classic skin optimized for slower PCs and improved accessibility radio button unchecked 1 of 2.
Now this is quite important. There are 2 default skins available for the Winamp 5 player. There is the classic skin, which, as you heard there, has improved accessibility, or
modern skin optimized for larger screens and improved usability radio button check 2 of 2.
There is a modern skin optimized for larger screens and improved usability for those people using a mouse and people looking at the screen. Now, obviously, we're using a screen reader here, so we want the
classic skin optimized for slower PCs and improved accessibility radio button check 1 of 2.
The classic skin, so that's selected.
Back knee button disabled.
With enter. And now Winamp is being installed. Winamp 5 is being installed into the C program files Winamp directory. Let's see how it's doing.
Winamp setup installing. Please wait while Winamp is being installed. Registering. No soft install system built on 8/27/2004 at 11:55:07 a.m. Back B button disabled. Close C button disabled. Cancel button disabled. Player send button dialog. Winamp user information. Email address. Yes.
We're being asked to register now. Now, you don't have to register. So let's just tab through this dialog. This is so that you can receive announcements and so on about things that Nullsoft are doing.
Later button, edit box email address.
There's an edit box there, of course, for your email address. Of course, you can register if you choose to.
Yes, send me Winamp announcements recommended. Checkbox unchecked. Edit box zip code, US or country.
Zip code.
Mail radio button unchecked 1 of 2.
And I think that's asking us our gender.
Yes, allow anonymous usage statistics recommended. Checkbox checked.
Allow anonymous usage statistics. I'd rather not do that, so I'm going to uncheck that. Essentially, what that would do is to allow Winamp to send anonymously, but yet still send information about your usage of Winamp back to the Winamp people. And you may choose to do that. It's a small price to pay if you're using the free version of the player. But personally, I like to know what my computer's doing most of the time, and I'm going to uncheck that for now.
Do not ask again until next install. Checkbox unchecked.
Okay, this dialogue will keep coming up unless you check this box.
Checked.
And the box there was...
Do not ask again until next install. Check.
Do not ask again until next install. That used to be called Stop Bugging Me, I think, in earlier versions of the Winamp installer.
Send button.
Okay.
Later button.
And we're going to hit the later button.
Winamp 5.05.
And it won't bother us again.
Winamp. It really whips the llama's ass.
And it won't bother us again now until the next time we install Winamp. And, of course, as you heard there, that's the default Winamp demo sound, and it's very easy to get rid of that. Let's go and take that out of the playlist. For those of you not familiar with Winamp and using other players, Winamp consists of a number of windows, and you can move between these windows in the same way that you would move between pages on a multi-page multi-page dialog box. So you use Control and Tab. So let's move through now and see what's open.
Winamp Equalizer.
The Winamp Equalizer. That's a graphic equalizer, allowing you to increase or decrease the bass, mid-range, or EQ. It's actually a 10-band equalizer, and that is documented on the ACB Radio website on how you would go about using that.
Winamp Playlist Editor.
There's a Winamp Playlist Editor, and since we're here, I'm just going to press arrow up.
Play in 1.dj Mike Law.
Okay, that's the demo sound that we've just heard. So now that I've highlighted it with the cursor keys, I can just press the little delete key, and the playlist editor is empty now. Okay, so I'm going to continue through the open windows with the control tab combination.
1.dj Mike Llama Llama Whipkin Intro Winamp.
Okay, so we're back to the main Winamp window, and obviously the title bar showing the last file that we've played. Now, the title bar isn't readable using that that more graphical skin, and that was one of the reasons why we didn't choose that one in the install. We chose the more accessible skin. Right, so there are three windows there: the main window, the graphic equalizer window, and the playlist editor window. Now, there are other windows that we can open, and we'll go through what they are in a moment, and you can close these windows. In fact, it is possible to close all the Winamp windows, but then you're going to run into problems, because focus can then be a bit of an issue. If there are no Winamp windows open but Winamp is running, you're going to have to find another way of closing that down, and you'd probably have to use the Windows Task Manager to do that, which is a little bit more advanced. Now, we're going to start our exploration of Winamp by working through some of the preferences, and I'm hoping that most of you know the basic sort of shortcut keys to sort of start and stop and all that kind of thing in Winamp. I'll just remind people of those just in case. X will start Winamp playing. C will pause. V will stop. Z will go back to the previous track, and B will go forward to the next track in the playlist. So those are the basic commands for playing Winamp. So just to recap, it's Z to go to the previous track, X to play, C to pause, V to stop, and B to go to the next track in the playlist. And you can use your up and down arrow keys to control the volume. So those are the basic commands, and I'm sure most of you are familiar with those already. Let's look at the preferences, and we'll introduce some more keys a little bit later. So I'm going to press Control P to get to the Winamp preferences.
Dialog Winamp preferences Winamp Pro General Pref File Type Playlist Titles Video Global H Media Lee CD Rip Jump.
Okay, I'm just pressing Control to mute the speech there. Now, this preferences dialog is slightly different to most. It's a bit like serve view, I guess. It consists of a tree view on the left-hand side of the window. And within that tree view, you've got various branches. You select the item that you want from the tree view. And then to configure its options, you then tab across to the right-hand portion of the window, and you adjust your settings there. Now, there doesn't appear to be, and this is one of the quirky things about Winamp, there doesn't appear to be an OK, cancel, and apply set of buttons, which you find in most dialogues. Usually when you change something in Winamp, it becomes effective straight away, and you just go to the close button. So be careful what you wish for. So we're going to hit home to go to the top of this tree view.
Winamp Pro.
Okay, and we're hearing there Winamp Pro. This is to allow you to register and upgrade your current version of Winamp to the Winamp Professional version. And we talked about the advantages of the professional version. As I say, it's just $15, and if you wish to burn and rip CDs with and encode MP3s with Winamp, then you may want to do that. However, I personally have other applications which I find do that job perfectly well. So I'm going to arrow down.
General preferences expanded items.
Okay, general preferences, and as you can hear, it's expanded. So let's see what general preferences there are. I'm going to tab across now.
Close button.
There you go, you can hear the close button there, and then tab again.
English US 1:1 combo box.
You get a chance to select which language you want. Not sure why, because there's only one language there.
Find more languages button.
Well, that would explain it. There's a find more languages button if you don't speak English.
Always connected LAN, DSL, cable 1-3 combo box.
Now, that obviously is the connection type combo box there, so we just use the arrow keys to determine that.
Edit box, use proxy only for port 80 URL, checkbox unchecked.
So obviously you can specify a proxy server there. If you have one, then you'll know what it is, and if you don't have one, then you don't need to worry about it. So I'm going to continue tabbing here.
Show splash screen, checkbox unchecked.
Show splash screen. A splash screen is generally a graphic which appears when you launch an application that appears on screen for a couple of seconds, and by default that's unchecked, which is good because we want Winamp to load as quickly as possible.
Allow multiple instances, M, checkbox unchecked.
Allow multiple instances. Now this is particularly useful for those people interested in the Shoutcast system and using Winamp for broadcasting. You may find that there are situations where you want more than one Winamp open at any one time. You may be wanting to get one Winamp to do one thing and get another Winamp to do something else. And this checkbox here will determine whether or not you can have more than one Winamp open in Windows at any one time. And then, of course, you could switch between them using the Alt-Tab keystroke, which allows you to switch applications in Windows. I'm hoping most of this is stuff you already know, because the purpose of this really is about getting more from Winamp over and above the basics. But I am recapping for those of you who haven't used Winamp previously. I'm going to continue tabbing here now.
Check for new versions of Winamp at startup. Checkbox checked.
Check for new Winamp versions at startup. So when you start Winamp, this is not when you start your computer. When you start Winamp, Winamp will go away to the internet, to winamp.com, and find out whether there is a new version available. I'm going to uncheck that.
Unchecked.
Because, as I said, I prefer to do these things manually. I'm going to continue to tab now.
Allow Winamp to report anonymous usage statistics. Checkbox unchecked.
Allow Winamp to report anonymous usage statistics. That was a preference that we set during the installer, and as we can hear, our choice at that stage has been honored, and that remains unchecked.
Taskbar checkbox checked.
Taskbar. This is where Winamp will appear in the Windows system. Generally, when you run applications, they appear on the Windows taskbar, although they can appear in the system tray. Quite often applications that you have running all the time, you might want to put in the system tray so that they're out of the way and they're not disturbing you and they don't appear in the Alt-Tab order, although they can do. There are exceptions to that rule. But generally speaking, an application that you launch, use for a little while and then close down, you would want it to appear on the taskbar. So that's checked.
System tray checkbox unchecked.
And then, of course, there's a system tray checkbox, and we could have Winamp appear in the system tray rather than the taskbar, or both.
0 of 12 track bar.
Now, there's a track bar there. I believe that's for selecting the icon which Winamp would display in the system tray. For some reason, function key 1 isn't playing ball. Usually, and this will probably work on your system, for some reason it's not working on mine at the moment.
System tray icon 0 of 12 track bar.
No, it's not happening for us, but as we can hear, it's the system tray icon and there's a track bar. So I'm sure there are a lot of pretty pictures which sighted users can select at that stage.
Real time 2 of 3 track bar.
And then we move on to the process priority. Now, when you're running an application in Windows, that application is assigned a process priority, and that really determines to what extent Windows allows that application to make use of the processor. And this is something that unless you have a specific reason for changing it, you should really leave well alone, because if you assign the process priority too high, then obviously the other applications that you're currently running are going to struggle, because they'll be battling for resources. And of course, you've got to remember that most of the time you'll probably be using your Windows screen reader, which is quite a resource intensive application. So I would leave that well alone.
General preferences, scroll title in the Windows taskbar, checkbox unchecked.
Scroll the title in the Windows taskbar, so whatever you're playing in Winamp will appear at the bottom of the screen, scrolling across like a news ticker, I guess. Now, things like that are obviously visual features, and in order to optimize your system and performance, then things like that you would generally want to leave off, and it is off by default.
General preferences disable always on top, while full screen applications are focused, checkbox checked.
That's really, I guess, for using applications which are perhaps using video. You wouldn't want Winamp to be on top of those. Again, another visual setting.
General preferences expanded items, depth one.
And we're back to the tree view now. So I'm going to arrow down.
File types 1 of 8, depth 2.
File types, and I'm not going to go all the way through that, but essentially that will allow you to determine which file types you would like associated with Winamp. So do you want Winamp to play your MP3 files? Do you want Winamp to play your WAV files? You might have another program which you use to play your MIDI files, for example. So you can specify all of that in there.
Playlist 2 of 8. This controls how quickly the playlist order changes, morphs over time when shuffle is on.
I'm just going to tab through some of these options.
Close button. Slow 50 of 50 track bar.
And this allows you to determine how quickly the shuffle feature works, I think.
Playlist when loading multiple files. Sort files by name, checkbox unchecked.
When loading multiple files, sort files by name. So if you're loading a lot of files into the playlist, then there are a number of things that you can do. And one of those is to have those files sorted alphabetically.
Playlist manual, playlist advanced, checkbox unchecked.
Manual playlist advanced. Now this is a fairly old Winamp feature. You can decide whether or not you want your playlist to play out automatically. If you were listening to a number of songs, you probably wanted to leave that to happen. But if you were listening to a book, for example, and you thought there was a good chance that you're going to fall asleep within the next half an hour, then you perhaps want Winamp to stop after the current file, so then you'll be able to find your place relatively easily the next day.
Edit box, assume file extension of unknown files is to be defaulted MP3 MP3.
Assume the default file name extension is set to MP3 by default, and I have no reason to change it.
Playlist show playlist item numbers in playlist editor, checkbox checked.
Show playlist item numbers, and this can be quite useful if you have a large playlist, and items will automatically be numbered. So obviously the first item in your playlist will be number 1, 2, and so on. You can turn that off if you find it irritating, but it's quite often useful to know how far you are through the playlist.
Edit box playlist font size in pixels 11.
Playlist font size, I see no reason to change that.
Playlist new skin or language pack font, checkbox checked.
Use skin or language font pack, and that's checked. See no reason to change that either.
Playlist 2 of 8, depth 2, tree view.
So we're back to our tree view here.
Titles 3 of 8.
Titles, and that will allow you to substitute things like underscore for space in titles of files when they're loaded, and also it'll allow you to determine when you load a lot of files at once whether or not Winamp should read all the tags straight away or only read them when Winamp's ready to play them. So we'll continue down.
Video 4 of 8.
Video options. Obviously, it's going to be quite difficult to demonstrate that on main menu.
Global hotkeys 5 of 8.
Global hotkeys. Now, this is something relatively new that's appeared over the last little while. So let's go in here.
Close button.
There's a close button, of course.
Global hotkeys enabled. You checkbox unchecked.
The global hotkeys are currently not enabled, so I'm going to enable those, and then tab down.
Playback next and playlist hotkey next track 15 of 15, no selected item list view.
We have a number of controls here that are fairly important, and what this allows you to do is to set up some global hotkeys. So if you're reading your email and you've got Winamp playing in the background and the phone rings and you want to pause Winamp or you want to turn the volume down, you can set up global hotkeys that will allow you to do that without you having to alt-tab back to the Winamp window and then to perform your command. So let's see. Let's go to the top of this list with home.
Playback play hotkey Control-Alt-Insert 1 of 15.
Control-Alt-Insert is the default hotkey. That's a fairly cumbersome keystroke. So let's change that. So I'm going to tab.
Action T. Playback play 13 of 47 combo box.
Okay, that tells you what the associated action is that this key will play.
Edit box hotkey H, control alt insert.
Control alt insert. So we can hear there that the default key is that's the default keystroke. We're going to change that. I'm going to change it to Windows key and X. So X being the original Winamp play key, and then the Windows key and X being the global key. Now Winamp hasn't said anything. So let's set tab.
Add a button. Set S button.
There's a set button there, so I think we need to press that with the space bar.
Remove R button.
And then I think we're all about done.
Restore.
So let's, we've got a start, we've got a play key. We need a stop key, don't we? So
global hotkeys 5 of 8 depth 2
so
3.
I'm just tabbing back round.
Close button.
We've got close.
Global hotkeys enabled. E checkbox checked.
Global hotkeys enabled.
Playback play hotkey Winkey X1 of 15 list 2.
So now you can hear that the global hotkey is Winkey and X.
Playback play hotkey Winkey X1 of 15.
There we go. So I'm going to arrow down.
Playback pause hotkey control alt home 2 of 15.
Right, the pause key. Well, pause in Winamp is C. So tab.
Action T. Playback pause 12 of 47 combo box.
Playback pause.
Edit box hotkey H control alt home.
Control alt home is the default. You can hear. I'm going to change that to Windows key in C. And then
add a
go
button.
To the
set button.
Button. And that appears to be done. I think we probably press alt S actually to go to the set button. So I think really you get the general idea, and then you can go around and specify different keys for different purposes that will work globally. So let's demonstrate that now. I'm going to close this dialogue. You just press the close button.
Remove our set as
where is
at,
it? Let's see.
Action T. Playback global close button.
There it is.
One dot DJ.
So I've got back to Winamp, and I'm just going to
dialogue.
Load a file. Let's see.
List two. BlueJeans one.
Let's go to
list
my music.
Fault. List two.
Second.
Free flop. Data E4 of list
okay,
two.
And get to my music. And I don't know.
19.
How about something from the 80s?
1988 9 of combo.
And let's have it through here.
George. George Michael Faith.mp. George Michael Kissing April.
There we go. We've got some George Michael. Let's put that on.
One dot George.
Okay, so George Michael is playing now. And just let me turn it down a little bit so you can hear me. Okay, so I'm going to go to the desktop.
FTP Voyager Radio.
And I'm at the desktop now. And I can press the Windows key and C. And I've paused the track. The phone's rang. I've taken the call. Now I'm going to press the Windows key and X to continue. There we go. Brilliant. It works. And that's I'm still on the
FTP Voyager 8.
I'm still on the desktop there. So fairly straightforward, but very, very useful. Right. Okay, let's go back to Winamp.
Records window players. One dot George Michael kissing it.
Okay, there it is. George Michael kissing a fool from 1988. Right. So let's get back to our preferences here.
Global hotkeys 5 of 8 depth 2 tree view.
Right. I've pressed Control P, and it's remembered our place in the tree view, so I'm going to arrow down. I should also say, actually, about the global hotkey, be very careful when you get to the box where you are asked to enter your hotkey. If you press one of your screen reader's screen reading commands, you know, for example, in Windows, the I think it's Control Shift D to read the data in the current field. You could get into problems where the hotkey is actually set up as that, and then it would be conflicting with your screen reader. So once you've tabbed into that box, press your hotkey and then tab out of it, and then you can always go back and explore with the mouse keys. So just some of the Winamp preferences. Next week we'll look at more, focusing particularly on the Winamp library. For Main Menu, I'm Dave Williams.